Hello and welcome to my latest audio boo, continuing off from the last audio boo, which was on emotional intelligence and the subtopic of self-awareness. Today I am looking at self-regulation, and I hinted probably indirectly at self-regulation in my previous audio boo. This one is related to regulating those emotions that, as coaches, we portray in front of our performers. A coach high in emotional intelligence is likely to have high levels of self-regulation, whereby they can control their emotions in any given situation. That situation could be success, that situation could be failure. A good coach, a self-regulated coach, therefore, is likely to impact their performers by identifying emotions and regulating those emotions. If a coach loses their temper, if a coach is aggressive to their performers, if a coach ignores their performers, for instance, during failure, then they can't regulate their own emotions. How are they expected to regulate that of their performers? And this is the key. Dependent on the level and dependent on the performer performers you're working with, your ability to self-regulate your emotions becomes key. Self-regulation of emotions can be drawn up through a series of use of mental skills, identifying practices, and watching other coaches perform. And ask, as a coach, how would I regulate my emotions in that given situation? All coaches are there to help their performers succeed. And one way to succeed would be through having the ability to self-regulate emotions. Emotions vary within sport and they fluctuate. Positive emotions, negative emotions. And it's your ability as a coach to regulate both, to enhance the positive emotions, but to work on the negative emotions. Sport is like a roller coaster. And that roller coaster, therefore, has to be defined by self-regulating emotions. And all good coaches have the ability to self-regulate their emotions in order to succeed in sport. All athletes and performers respond to a coach who has the ability to self-regulate their emotion and the ability to cope under pressure. And therefore, it's essential that this skill is regulated by yourselves as a coach. Thank you for listening.